This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has called for a faster military development and announced no change in policies that have strained relations with Washington and also tightened the ruling Communist Party's control over society and the economy. China's most influential figure in decades spoke at the start of a party meeting Sunday that was closely watched by companies, governments, and the Chinese public for signs of its future economic and political direction. It comes amid a painful economic slump and tension with Washington and Asian neighbors over trade, technology, and security. The Congress will install leaders for the next 5 years. Xi, who is 69, is expected to break with tradition and award himself a third five-year term as party leader. Pro-Kremlin officials on Sunday blamed Ukraine for a rocket attack that struck the mayor's office in Donetsk, a city controlled by the separatists, while Ukrainian officials said Russian rocket strikes hit a town across from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, among the other targets. The attacks came as Russia's war in Ukraine nears the eight-month mark. Kyiv also reported holding the line in continued fierce fighting around Bakhmut, where Russia forces have claimed some gains amid a seven-week Ukrainian counteroffensive that has led Russian troops to retreat in some other areas. British Prime Minister Liz Truss has only been in office for about 6 weeks, but already her libertarian economic policies have triggered a financial crisis, emergency central bank intervention, multiple U-turns, and the firing of her treasury tree. Now Truss faces a mutiny inside the governing Conservative Party that leaves her leadership hanging by a thread. And Conservative lawmaker Robert Hafen has accused the government Sunday of treating the country like laboratory mice on which to carry out ultra-free market experiments. This is VOA News. An official from the Sweden Democrats has been suspended by the far-right party for making derogatory comments about Anne Frank. AP correspondent Karen Shamas explains.
In an Instagram posting which has been deleted, Rebecca Falankvist called the teenage Jewish diarist immoral. Falankvist is the head of television programming for the Sweden Democrats, who are now the second biggest political party in Sweden. Her posting prompted strong reactions from Jewish groups and the Israeli ambassador to Sweden, who called her post a despicable insult. Anne Frank wrote a diary during the Second World War whilst hiding in Amsterdam before she was captured and killed by the Nazis at age 15. Falankvist later said she had been misinterpreted. I'm Karen Chamas.
The mayor of Stockton in the state of California says that his city is resting easier. This follows the weekend arrest of a man suspected of killing six men and wounding a woman in a series of shootings. The mayor, Kevin Lincoln, said Sunday that he shed tears of relief when he was informed of the arrest of 43-year-old Wesley Brown Lee. Police Chief Stanley McFadden says that Brown Lee had a gun and appeared to be out hunting for another victim. Police had been searching for a serial killer who shot five men in the city since July. Police believe the same person killed a man in Oakland. It was not immediately clear whether Brown Lee had an attorney who could actually comment on the accusations. Pope Francis has decided to extend a year, a lengthy global consultation of ordinary Catholics about the future of the Catholic Church. Francis announced Sunday that the planned 2023 gathering of bishops would now take place in two stages. One session is in October of 2023. A second is in October of 2024, a year later, to allow more time to find a way forward. He did so amid limited participation by the laity in the initial phase and also criticism by some of his opponents about the entire undertaking. The process is part of Francis's long-term goal of making the church more inclusive, participatory, and responsive to real-world issues facing ordinary Catholics. Recapping our top stories, our British Prime Minister Liz Truss has only been in office for 6 weeks, but already her approach and economic policies have triggered a financial crisis, emergency central bank intervention, multiple U-turns, and the firing of a treasury chief, and now she's facing a mutiny inside her governing Conservative Party. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.